Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Our next guest was an Olympic wrestler in 2016 at the Games, and he is Robbie Smith, who has been training 4 to 6 hours a day at Northwestern University, and got the news yesterday that everybody expected, but it was as stunning as it was sad when you hear that the Olympic Games for 2020 have been postponed. And for us, there's going to be an impact, there's going to be a void, but for the athletes themselves, I can't imagine how that news must have felt. And Robbie joins us on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline, Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. Robbie, thank you for joining us, and what was your reaction when you got the news that you probably dreaded to get and receive yesterday?
Thanks for having me on, and to be blunt, it sucked. That's life-altering news, and I know in this time that we've had, a lot of people have had a lot of life-altering news in the past weeks that we've been dealing with this pandemic, but, it was not fun to hear. There's a lot of things in the air right now for a lot of people and a lot of athletes. And, it was crazy. I actually heard it the day before when the whole pound situation happened, and then they're like, no, it's not official. And then, so I was kind of already like, well, somebody messed up. So I kind of knew the day before, but when my phone was just blown up by family members and, teammates and stuff saying, what's going on? Is this for real? I'm sorry. We have a year to train. You had your ups and downs of messages coming into you. So then I was like, I got on the phone because I woke up and I was like, whoa, wow, that's crazy. So yeah, it's not fun.
You know, the thing that kind of stood out to me is, in just reading about your story, it's more than just the training where you sacrifice years of your life in order to reach this goal. It's everything about your life that you sacrifice when you're trying to get to the highest level. And I think sometimes we lose sight of that. And just reading about the immediate reaction when it became official from you, that more than anything, how do you come to grips with all the work that you've put in, all the sacrifices that you've made over the course of your life to get to this point and have the dream taken away just like that with a snap of a finger?
Yeah, I know. You put a lot of stuff on hold. You put a ton of stuff on hold. And I put leading up to 16, I was dating my girlfriend at the time, now my wife. I told her, I was like, don't even think of marriage because, I got this thing. I told her it's kind of crazy right in the beginning of a relationship. So I'm already married. And you're kind of the second girl. And she's like, wait, what? I was like, I'm married to my sport of wrestling. I've been on this journey at that time, for over 20 years and I was like, I'm dedicated to making this team and being the best athlete I could possibly be. If you want to ride with me, please come along, but don't understand that comes first. And she was like, let's do it. And so to have that support then, and then now to have her in my life as my wife and moving forward. But we've put off having kids and stuff. And before that, I put off going to school and doing a lot of stuff like that. But what's so crazy is what people don't understand. It's a village that takes to build an athlete. And so many people have put stuff off for me, and sacrificed for me. My parents have put so much into me to make this dream possible that, I don't know if they're going to see me ever wrestle again, And then also, going forward, it so many people have so much interest in you. Do I delay my life another year? And my outside of wrestling. But at the same time, this is all I've ever known. You know, wrestling has given me, I started wrestling at 4.5 years old and I'm 33. And I mean, I've been doing this for 29 years now and it's crazy. And, it's a very difficult thing to swallow. And I've processed so much and I'm blessed to have the support I have. And that's what means the most to me, and to know that that family and that support will never leave, because that's who we are and that's what we do. And, but it's difficult that, you know, the journey I have started as a young boy and the dream I've had since I was 9 years old, since I saw my first Olympics in 1996, you know, and the one thing is I got to make an Olympic team. You know, the goal was to always win the Olympics, but I got to make an Olympic team and I was hoping to go medal this time around and get the job done. But, it's difficult to swallow, but you know, everything you do is just keep grinding, and that's the mentality of a wrestler. And then that's also what a lot of people don't know too, is what, how many athletes, not just wrestlers, how many athletes are out there that don't know where to go from here or have a huge decision. Some people are like, oh, it's just a year. It's like, but you put so much on hold. People put so much of their life on hold that they don't understand that, you know, big decisions are made by these athletes that if they're going to keep going to pursue a lifelong dream or, you know, start the next phase of life. And that all happened yesterday. So it's crazy.
We're joined by Olympic Greco-Roman wrestler Robbie Smith from Evanston, been training at Northwestern University. And Robbie, I want to follow up on that. I mean, you're 33 years old. That's you're a relatively young man still. And yet in the wrestling world, maybe that isn't a young man at all. Maybe you are facing, you know, the end of your career. So when you consider what is next about 2021, is that a decision that you, when we see you say, and there's a great story in the Chicago Tribune by Stacey St. Clair the other day, when you sort of imply that this is the end of the road, is that so mentally you can move on, or because physically you know that in another year you won't be at that elite level where you can compete at the Olympic level and make an impact?
That's a great question. You know, it's something I, you know, you have to, I can't make that decision. And I've had time to think of it, and now that it's here, it's like, oh, wow, you know, I got to make a wise decision here, you know, and it's not just for me, it's for my wife too. Mm-hmm. It is the end of the road towards, you know, this was going to be my last Olympics. I wasn't going to go another quad, tell you that much. I wasn't even thinking about going another year. I was going to go out on my own terms though. You know, I was going to go either carrying my sword or falling on it. And I was going to go out and, you know, with a crowd cheering my name for winning or a crowd cheering for my name for saying goodbye, you know? So it's that's what's hard. That's what's kind of given me a little bit of like, ooh, like what do I do? But you know, I have people as have offered, you know, job offers and stuff like that I can't put on hold. So it'd be like, I'm giving up a whole nother life, for one more year. And so I have a big decision on my hands, and it's difficult to process all at once. And that's why I'm kind of trying to take a little bit of a time. But, you know, I am 33. I think there are some older athletes coming back for the Olympic year. But for like consistency of the last, you know, quad, I think I'm the oldest athlete out there wrestling. And you know, I've put up my body through a lot. I just had major shoulder surgery to try to come back for this year. I had a labrum, bicep tendon, rotator cuff, AC repair, and you know, that's pretty much a basically new shoulder. And, yeah. and to try to come back for, I put every bit of me, I did everything right, you know, and pushed myself so hard. And this was my 8th surgery I've had. And I've pushed myself to put myself in a point that I can compete at the trials and make this team to go forward. And I felt great. I just went down to Cuba to test it out. I took 3rd after being laid off the mat for 9 months. I took 3rd at an international competition. So I was like, oh, this is a great sign, peaking at the right time. And then, you know, next thing you know, we don't know when trials is going to be and when we're even going to have a chance to go to the Olympics. And then next thing you know, the Olympics is postponed. So, you know, I think mentally there, if I wanted to go another year, for sure. I think mentally I'm always there. I'm strong mentally. It's physically, my body will handle it. Like I said, I've had 8 surgeries, and as you get older, recovery is tougher. And, the one person that's always undefeated is Father Time. And and you just gotta push it, you know? And, I mean, we hear that right now. I stole that from ESPN because that's what everybody says about Tom Brady is, you know, it's not when, it's if. And, it's not if, it's when. So it's like, whenever you have the time to do it, you know, take the chance. But now my body's hurting and I got it ready, and I don't know if it would be ready in the whole year, but mentally, no one can beat me mentally. And if I really wanted to do it, I can push it for another year, but physically it's my body will hold up.
Robbie, we wish you the best of luck in whatever you choose to do moving forward. I know that reading about you was inspiring. You said that you were born to do this, but it sounds like you'll figure it out, whatever challenge lies ahead for you and your family. And we just thank you for coming on this morning to talk about a tough situation.
I appreciate you guys having me on and let me get my story out there. And that's just not for me, but it's for all Olympic athletes that are struggling right now that with this. And if you have if you know somebody trying out for the Olympics or doing their part to try to do this, you give them a call or give them a text and let them know that, hey, they're in your thoughts, because they have a lot of tough decisions coming ahead of them. And so anybody out there listening, just make sure, you know, that I know it's a tough time, and a lot of people are like, well, you're still training for the Olympics and stuff like that. But people's worlds were flipped upside down yesterday. So make sure you reach out if you know anybody.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.